took a trip to Leuven to meet and interview Elke de Okker for On the Page. She's a professor of English and Irish literature, and she specializes in the short story. One of the first questions I asked her is, what is a short story? So, which she kind of rolled her eyes at, but was very graceful and grateful, and pretty much answered all of my questions on what I was trying to get at in terms of how can we analyze or how can we judge these short stories that will be coming in. Of course, our partners, the Book Helpline from the Netherlands and the UK and Brussels Times and the Writers Festival are all set with a template of how to do that, so that's fine. But I wanted to just add just a bit more to the history and the makeup and the accessibility of short stories and why we were doing the short story competition now. So if you haven't seen it, there is a short story competition that the Writers Festival of Belgium has going at the moment. And we hope to see many of them in our inbox. We were accepting the submissions, which is info@writefest.be. Have a listen to Professor de Hoger. How did KU Leuven end up with such a well, close-knit relationship with Irish literature?
The Liquid Ireland, it's rather coincidental in the sense that there just happened to be at a certain point a few of us. I mean, we're not many in the English department, but I think three out of the six happened to be involved with Irish literature. And so we set up a centre for Irish studies. And the good thing is also that we have an old Irish college in Leuven, like there are Irish colleges. They go back really many centuries. And you have one in Paris, you have one in Santiago de Compostela. There are other places in Europe where you have Irish colleges, in Rome, I think. So it was set up for priests training, or people who would want to train to become a priest. And so we have that. We have that space.
And that's part of the university, or is it part?
It's separate.
It's
owned by the Irish government.
I see.
It's a conference center. You can also go and stay there, but we can use the facilities if you want to organize cultural events and so on. So that's, you know, that gives it an additional luster, perhaps, which
exciting.
Is useful.
And in terms of, like, as far as you're aware, I mean, it's not that you have to advertise other, but is it also your understanding that there's not that many writing or literature courses in Belgium that would be in English? Because I know I haven't really found, or is there some pockets maybe I've completely not seen?
There are programs, we call them language and literature, bachelor and master programs, and students have to take two languages, and of those two languages, they study the language, the linguistics, and the literature. So there are, within these programs, there are, of course, courses on English literature.
But not writing or fiction?
Creative writing programs, is that what you mean?
That's what I mean.
Yeah, okay, no, that's true.
You would say no as well, right? It could be this that I'm missing,
a
part of Ghent University or someone where...
Well, no, there aren't, because I had to lobby for a very long time in order to get a creative writer appointed at KU Leuven, so now we have a program, but
Yay!
It's in Dutch, of course.
Well,
so we have one course and a writer in residence
that
changes every year. And
brilliant!
Now the fourth year, but it took a long... I think we're influenced by the French who consider creative writing courses absolute nonsense because you are born a writer, you're not.
Okay, cool. So it's also kind of a stance, it's better for you maybe to be reading the literature than to say that you have to figure out how to creative write, because you're the writer, you don't write.
I know it's rather strange, and I think it will change, because also in the Netherlands you can see some creative writing programs getting started, but it will take some time, I think.
You don't remember the first short story you ever read?
No. Yes, maybe they were Roald Dahl's short stories.
Oh, yeah, he's the best. We did many of his books in Australian primary schools.
Oh, yeah,
that's
a
standard.
So in secondary school, we also had to read them. And then I remember buying the collected stories because I enjoyed them so much.
What is a short story?
That's a good question. For many critics have tried to define genre.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is basically what it says, a short
right,
a,
right.
A narrative
would you,
that is
like,
short.
Would 10,000 words be a short story?
I don't think you can put
okay.
word counts on
okay.
it. But I think it's a narrative text that perhaps has these qualities of brevity, so that tries to do to have to reach maximal effect with a minimum of means,
mm-hmm.
right? So through all sorts of condensing effects,
mm-hmm.
through omission, through suggestion, through tries to create a big effect within a short frame.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of literature. Of a lot of authors also like constraints for their creativity, and so I think with the short story the constraints are in terms of length or in terms of scope, and that creates an additional stimulus for writers, I think.
So what is this, The Writer's Torch? I can see your name on it.
Yes, no, it's a book I edited together with Declan Mead. I don't know whether you know, he is the editor of The Stinging Fly Press, a magazine that was really, it was founded...
What is it called? The Stinging Fly?
The Stinging Fly, yes.
Okay.
And so it's a magazine that was founded, I think, in the 90s, and it's become really important in Ireland. It gave an enormous boost to short story in Ireland. But it doesn't only publish Irish stories, but mm-hmm. also in general. And they also have a press now attached to it, and they publish collections of short stories as well. But so this book is, I had a research project about the short stories that were published in the Irish mid-20th century literary magazine, The Bell.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a side product of this project, we selected stories from The Bell, and then we asked contemporary Irish writers to write a response to it,
oh,
or an
wow.
introduction, or some wrote an actual story, some wrote a reflection. Anything.
But these, in terms of thinking of doing a short story collection annually, it's a lot of work to do even just a one-off, isn't it?
Yes.
And you had a research project that wasn't just...
Yeah. Of course, I mean, the problem here was also that we had to pay for all the copyright for all the stories.
Right, of course.
Of course, when you have stories that are submitted to
mm-hmm.
for a competition,
that's a bit
that's
clearer.
A bit easier.
Yeah. Okay. So one last question, if that's okay. So if you don't mind, and you don't have to, if you don't want to, if what do you look for in a good short story when you see one that you would have to evaluate, for example?
I think the opening line is really important because it has to grab the reader's attention, and so the first few sentences really have to create lots of expectations and a bit of intrigue, so I think that's really important. So that's one thing. I also like a story that you can read in different ways, so that has multiple layers. There are these stories with a kind of a surprise ending, you know, with the twist in the tail. These are fun to read, but very often you can't read them a second or a third time. So I suppose I prefer the more open-ended, multi-layered stories.
Thank you so much. We will have a short story competition for the best short story of Belgium 2023. Which will be awarded at this year's Writers' Festival. It's in collaboration with the Brussels Times, and we would love to put the call out to all the short story writers, wherever you are, who are writing in Belgium this year, to send us in your short story, which has been written within the last year, so since the 1st of August 2022, to be considered for this prize. We are very thrilled and excited and are anticipating your response, your bountiful response, and we look forward to receiving the short stories to be in competition to win our short story prize for the Writers' Festival of Belgium 2023. Thanks so much. I'm looking forward to that. Talk to you soon.